On today's show, I talk about doing the right thing, even when we don't have to. This alludes to living life with virtue, which is the day part of Tao Te Ching. For the question of today, I tackle the question, what is your opinion on achieving an ego death through meditation, and have you ever experienced an ego death through meditation? Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now.
You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit.
Hi, how are you doing today? I've done episodes on not being rude, being kind, and being humble. I'm going to expand on this theme by discussing how some people, even businesses, fail to do the right thing. It makes me sad that there's an overall loss of following the motto, the customer is always right. The bottom line or monetary profit seems to have taken over. I know that many companies get to a place of not trusting the customer because of, you know, certain customers taking advantage of things. If any of you have ever worked at a returns desk or customer service of a department store, then you'll know really well how many ways people can be dishonest and try to take advantage of others. Yes, there are those out there that cheat the system and those that undeservedly get what they do not deserve. I understand that. Yet because of the few, we can't punish the majority. Most people want good service from companies and are not trying to get a discount, freebies, or the like. A long time ago, back when I used to be a major carnivore, I had a roast beef sandwich at a fairly upscale restaurant. Well, I found a bone in my sandwich, and it was really sharp. It ended up in my mouth. I thought I'd do the right thing and inform the waiter, just so he could alert the chef so that maybe this wouldn't happen to other people. I was delighted to see him walk near the kitchen door, and the chef came out and talked to him a little bit near the door of the kitchen. What happened next just totally floored me. The waiter or server approached my table after talking to the chef and said, "He said that there's no way that that bone could have been in your sandwich. You must have planted it there." I calmly explained that I wasn't looking for a free meal, and that I was just wanting to inform the cook so that it wouldn't happen to others. He then talked to a manager and then plopped my bill down on the table, with no discount or any sort of restitution. When I was done eating, I paid the amount plus a tip. Why? Especially when I shouldn't have. It's because I didn't want them to think that they were correct in assuming that I was after a free meal. Now, back in this time period, they didn't have online reviews. But I wish they did, because then I could have informed other people by doing an online review of the restaurant about my experience. They eventually went out of business. So those of you that believe in karma, maybe. I could give you many more examples of businesses and individuals not doing the right thing. However, I'm sure that you too have your own examples from your own experiences of people not doing the right thing. In a culture where we see TV shows and movies and books, where it shows examples of people getting even, getting revenge, and righting the wrongs, it would be easy for us to fall into the pattern of being vindictive. If you've been listening to my show for a while, you probably have an idea of what I'm going to tell you next. You know that I'm going to tell you to be the one to do the right thing, even if no one notices, even if you could get away with doing wrong, even if you could take money and no one would know it was you. Even if you could sabotage the wrongdoers in your life and get away with it, just do the right thing. You may fail sometimes. Just get back on track wherever you find yourself sliding. Remember that doing the right thing may not be the popular thing. Speak up when those around you are saying things that promote ill will, intolerance, and so forth. I personally have failed many times in my life to speak up when I should have. We become barbaric when we don't defend the underdog and when we don't protect those that can't protect themselves. Included in this are the children, the poor, the underserved. There are those that cheat systems, but not every person who's on some sort of social assistance, such as food stamps or welfare, is lazy, nor are they a drug dealer, nor can people in a bad position just get a job anywhere. We lose our way when we assume that those who get benefits are all cheating the system. We lose our way when those that are different than us are seen as being inferior, and when we use language that divides us instead of unifies us. Do the right thing. Return the money that you found. If you're a restaurant manager and the customer finds a bone, don't question it. Just offer something else. And if you're a manager in a company and an older person wants to leave early when the roads are icy, and you deny her that but decide you want to leave early yourself, yeah, I know of this actually happening to someone, let the older employee be safe and leave early. Be nice and do the right thing. Time for the question of today. Watson from Newfoundland writes, "What is your opinion on achieving an ego death through meditation? Have you ever experienced an ego death through meditation?" My quick answer is yes, but it'll take me a while to come around to why it is a yes answer. I think that there is a pure state of awareness beyond the self that operates day to day. People experimenting with hallucinogens and some of those who meditate have experienced this state. Now, first, a sort of disclaimer, which will seem to negate my answer of yes, but bear with me. This sense of state of awareness is occurring from a human being. Whether by meditating or hallucinogens, you have to factor in relativity. Or as Chuang Tzu put it, how do I know if I'm a human being dreaming of being a butterfly, or of a butterfly dreaming of being a human being? Is our whole experience a delusion? Is ego and self nothing more than the products of a brain? Are altered states of awareness merely times when we're accessing areas of our mind where delusion and wisdom all meet together? I have experienced states of awareness beyond the physical. Yet how do I know 100% for certain that the altered states are still not induced from the brain? I can't, because I still have a brain. Most days, anyway. If I only had a brain. Yet during an altered state, what is experienced is not me, it's not ego, or doesn't seem to be what we would associate as ego. And I've talked to others who have experienced an ego death along with highly emotional insights of wisdom that were profound and life-changing. For those reasons, even though I wouldn't consider myself a mystic, my answer is yes. An old friend of mine, Stephen D. Yates, taught me a meditation technique. This was about 25 years ago. He'd been doing Kriya Yoga and had been meditating for many years. I tried his technique that night and found myself seeing things, such as a blue halo, a star, and hearing a loud roar. I then experienced a multitude of things, which I will not describe here. The next day, at work, because we both worked together at the time, I described my experience to him. His jaw dropped, and then he says, "Obi-Wan." He called me Obi-Wan because I reminded him of the Star Wars Jedi Master for whatever reason. Anyway, he said, "Obi-Wan, I've been meditating for years and never experienced the cosmic ohm or seen the third eye like you have. Oh my gosh." He proceeded to tell me that everything I had experienced was supposed to be experienced. He was just amazed at how fast I had progressed achieving something that he had yet to experience with years and years of meditation. Up until then, I had treated meditation as a boring chore. Yet I'd already absorbed myself in many books, ranging from those on quantum physics to various world religion holy books. I would love to talk more about ego death and even experiences with meditation and the profound life-changing experiences that I've heard people report as a result of meditation that you would certainly call ego death. But I don't want the average listener who is listening to get lost because I would assume most people are here to learn more about mindfulness and Taoist psychology. I would, however, encourage all listeners to practice mindfulness and furthermore, practice meditation. Now, someone just joining the show may think that I am New Agey or a mystic, yet I walk a line between being a skeptical realist and an open-minded and curious observer. Knowing that modern physics, particularly quantum physics, mimics some of these concepts that have been around that we've heard from Eastern philosophy, I hope listeners don't rule out the possibility that maybe people around 2,000 to 2,500 years ago may have known a lot more than what we think they knew. I hope that answers the question, and thank you for your question, Watson. Now, a few messages before I let you go. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. That's all for today's show. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, I hope you have a great week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.
Hey, welcome to the after show party. Just kidding. I do hope you're liking the show, and I do hope you get my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms. And if you do, please read it, rate it, and then review it. I know that people have been buying the books and keeping them in their library. I haven't seen any returns, but I haven't, so far anyway, as the time of this recording, I don't have any reviews, but I would love for you to read the book, and if you think it would be valuable to other people, be sure and review it. Especially for people that don't listen to this podcast, they might find some benefit from the book. I've tried to improve the audio on the show, and we've got some good shows coming up, one on depression, and I plan in the future to have one on being unique, which is a little bit astray from Taoism, but not so much. I'll explain it on the show. And then maybe in the future we could talk about some cool topics like the concept of qi or ki, which would be fun. So stick with the show. And again, I want to thank you for listening. I really appreciate you. The show is booming as far as listeners, so I'm very happy about that. Okay, thanks for sticking around for the after credits, after the show commentary, and have a good week. See you later.